Mark Green mentions attending bill signings at the White House. He was an early and enthusiastic supporter of the Bush administration's war in Iraq, and he was often a warm-up speaker for George Bush during presidential campaign visits in 2004. When Scott Walker dropped out of the governor's race last week and Green became the only GOP candidate, Green talked about his allegiance to the president.
I mean, you know, I support President Bush when he's right. I disagree with him when he's wrong. President Bush and I have disagreed on some spending bills. We have agreed on other things. So, you know, I'm going to run my own campaign, let people take a look at our record and what we stand for.
But state Democrats are well aware that the president's approval rating is below 40%, and they'd like to put Green that low in the governor's race. So Democratic Party chairperson Joe Winnicke says Green and Bush agree on issues about 90% of the time. Winnicke says Green has taken some key votes in Congress that back the White House, but not the people of Wisconsin.
Well, I think the Part D Medicare vote, which is causing great consternation amongst any senior citizen who's looking for prescription drug help, was classic. Another issue would be stem cell research. Mark Green is one of the people that has consistently voted with the president to block any sort of real stem cell research, which could be a disaster for the state of Wisconsin. Now, Wisconsin has a chance to become the Silicon Valley of the United States when it comes to biotechnology through the use of stem cell research.
Winnicke acknowledges that trying to link Mark Green to George Bush might backfire if the president's approval ratings suddenly go up. But Winnicke says he's willing to bet Mr. Bush won't become wildly popular in the next 6 months. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.